I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio. Guns N' Roses, Queen of Hearts.
Woo, man.
Benefiting the St. Louis Backstoppers.
Queen of Hearts raffle is up to $9,600 now. So somebody is going to walk away with half of that if their card gets drawn for Backstoppers. The Guns N' Roses Queen of Hearts raffle is going on all year long as the official radio station. We, of course, get to bring you the weekly results. And congratulations to today's winner. They did draw a face card, the King of Spades, in slot number two. And for that $5 contribution to Backstoppers, they're going to win $50. And whoever gets the Queen of Hearts drawn wins half the jackpot. So go to stlgunsandhoses.com, and you too can, of course, buy your cards right there. If you buy five of them, you get one free, and ultimately all the money is going to go to our friends at Backstoppers. I love that. All right, so today, as we mentioned a minute ago, is the first day that the Supreme Court could issue opinions. Will they? What's up for grabs? I don't know. Our friend Jessica Rosenthal with Fox News Radio has been covering that story today. Jessica, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. First thing that comes to my mind is the tariff decision that's pending out there. I guess we could wait till June on that, but is there a possibility we could get a decision today?
We could get a decision on tariffs in 22 minutes.
Nice.
This is the one where the fight over whether or not the president can use the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, otherwise known as IEEPA, to enact tariffs. If you recall, this was a bit of a tough slog before the court for the administration. Some of even the conservative justices were wondering, is this essentially a tax? Because the power of taxation belongs largely to Congress. The president's been saying all fall, as we've heard, he needs these tariffs. He says he can stop wars with the threat of these tariffs. The administration, different officials within the administration have said if the court does not side with them, they have some workarounds they're trying to plan for to enact tariffs under different authorities. But the president's acknowledged even those workarounds wouldn't give him the ability to act as quickly as he can with these emergency tariffs. A couple of the other cases that might come down today that have generated quite a bit of attention, Trump versus Slaughter. This has to do with whether or not the president could fire FTC Commissioner Lisa Slaughter without cause. These arguments ended up really being about a tug of war between executive branch power and agency power, these independent agencies like the FTC, with some of the more conservative justices wondering if these independent agencies, if their power has grown a little bit too big for their britches. And then there's another case, Louisiana versus Calais. This is huge because this could affect redistricting, especially across many southern states. Some black voters had challenged Louisiana's map in 2022 for having only one black district when they say they're a third of the population there. Some lower court rulings resulted in the state redrawing the map to have a second black district. But then another group of voters sued and said, wait, you can't remedy a violation of Section 2 here with a racial gerrymander. That violates the 14th Amendment. So all eyes really on that are on Chief Justice Roberts and Justice Kavanaugh, because 4 years ago, they joined the liberal justices to uphold Alabama's redistricting, which included a second black district.
Wow.
So a lot happening here. We're watching those three. Now, you might think to yourself, well, what about birthright citizenship? Isn't that coming down? So it should come down this year, before the summer. But we haven't even heard arguments in that particular case yet on the merits. We did hear arguments on an adjacent birthright citizenship case having to do with nationwide injunctions. Those were stopped, those nationwide injunctions, but we haven't heard arguments on the actual merits of the birthright citizenship matter. So we're going to get that later on. And also next week, we anticipate arguments before the court on transgender-related issues out of West Virginia and Idaho, and whether state laws are legal in banning transgender women and girls from playing in high school and college sports.
Funny, you
so we'll
just
wait to see on that too.
You just talked about that, and it's ironic because I was looking at Fox News and they had this map of the United States showing all the different states that ban it already, and Missouri was one of them. But so many states, they allow this, and so you're saying that this is going to be a decision that could have a huge impact across the country.
Which one? The transgender.
Yep, athletes.
So there are a lot of interesting cases that are coming into play there, because the court recently, as you might recall, there are a couple of cases briefly. There's Bostock versus Clayton. That's the big precedent case here. And that the justice has already said you can't bar transgender people. You can't discriminate them because of sex. They included transgender people there under sex in a discrimination, in an employment discrimination matter. But in another case, the Scrimeti case, which came down last year, they sided with Tennessee and said you as a state, you can bar transgender operations and medications for minors. The Supreme Court found that law in Tennessee wasn't based on sex, but rather on age. So, We've got mixed rulings on transgender-related issues out of the Supreme Court, but you're right. There are plenty of states that want to enact bans on transgender women and girls in sports. I don't know if an age issue will matter here between high school and college, or if this will just be a blanket decision having to do with sex-based discrimination, if transgender individuals will be placed in that category insofar as this ruling goes. So
yeah,
really interesting to watch and see where they fall on that.
That's a good point. Jessica Rosenthal reporting from Fox News Radio. Is it unusual? I'm trying to remember. Is this normally the date when they do their first opinion release, or is this a little early?
It does feel a little early, right? I didn't look into that, but yeah, my understanding is opinions can start coming out at this time. It doesn't mean the big ones do. And I think what you and I are feeling is that we usually end up paying attention to some of the bigger Supreme Court cases more towards the spring, even into the early summer, because that's when it seems like the big cases come out, that the court is wading through a lot of issues, and they get those bigger cases out later in the season. So this does feel early to be talking about a potential big case coming down. But, you know, we talk to Shannon Bream every week for the Fox News Rundown podcast, and she's always like, if anybody tells you they know what the court's going to do and when they're going to do it, they're lying. You don't know. So we could get a pretty big ruling today in a matter of 17 minutes. We'll find out.
We will. Jessica Rosenthal, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
You bet. Great to have you on. Good to get her on here this morning. Yeah, you know why? Everything surrounding Donald Trump is huge. That's why. I mean, that there have been so many challenges to things he's tried to do, which break the norm, challenge the established way of doing things in D.C., that they've all ended up in front of the court. And that's probably, they're going to have their hands so full between now and May and June, they probably got to get some of these early things out of the way.
I think that it's usually toward the end of the term where they just drop,
they wait
until like Friday, and then they drop a massive case.
And then you won't find, then of course, if it's a controversial ruling, like the Roe v. Wade being overturned, That's when you'll find some crazy liberal on the court who will leak it to try to stir up a hornet's nest before it actually comes out.
Which is what Trump and Marco Rubio were saying as far as one of the reasons why they didn't inform Congress about what was happening in Venezuela is because people leak. On the left love to find a way to screw over the conservatives and rile people up. Like you said, stir up the hornet's nest.
I know we've got plenty of things to focus on.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
The Epstein list. I saw a list yesterday. I don't know where it was from. It was from, I can't think of her name. One of the former CBS reporters who does her own investigative work these days. But she had a checklist of like 12 cases where Pam Bondi has failed to produce a single indictment so far. So there's a long list of things out there that we have to wish for. But I really wish the Trump administration or the DOJ would go back and insist on seeing the Supreme Court internal investigation as to who leaked that. Because my guess is it came out of some new clerk in the Ketanji Brown Jackson office. I could be wrong, but my guess is that transition was happening when that leak took place. And the speculation at the time is that where it came from. And I don't think the Chief Justice Roberts wanted to tarnish her reputation just joining the court, and they squashed it because there aren't that many people in the building. It shouldn't have been that hard to figure out where the leak came from or where the cocaine came from in the White House. That should not have taken a team of brain surgeons to figure that out. Still love to see those answers for sure. All right, we'll take a quick break here. I heard something come out of the mouth of a New York Times reporter this morning, and I want you to listen to it and see if you were as slack-jawed as I was. We're going to be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent.
I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.